This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. So I've now been joined by our special closet guest today from the wilds of northern BC in Canada, who's currently doing her first Australian tour. And I'd like to welcome to the closet Miss Quincy from Canada.
Well, thanks for having me in the closet.
It's a fun place to be, I can tell you. Now, we'll talk a little bit about the tour first. You've been in Australia for a little while.
Yeah, I've been here for 2 weeks now.
Gosh, is it that long?
I think it's been that long. We've been so busy. It's all, I can't keep track of anything at this point.
All right. So you've had an introduction to Australia, and I noticed somewhere that you're a bit of an expert in the culinary arts in the wilds of northern BC.
Well, that is definitely part of what I do, yeah. Actually, it's really cool. I'm doing a collaboration with a restaurant in Melbourne as well.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So I cook in the wilderness in BC, in the Northwest Territories in Canada. But then I also run pop-up restaurants and things in Vancouver as well.
Okay. Have you been introduced to any of the bush tucker recipes since you've been here?
Not yet. I really want to. I have some plans for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been scouting out people to show me some things.
Well, you might as well take that back as a memento of your Australian tour.
I definitely want to, yeah.
So let's get on to your music. This is not your first CD that you're I guess launching in Australia.
Well, it's my first Australian tour, so I guess this would be the first album of mine that I'm launching in Australia, but it is my third album.
And it's the first with the full band that you have in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, my other albums have, they even have some of the same players on them as this current album. But this current album felt more like a collaboration because it was written and put together on the road while we were touring. And it was over about a 2-year time period, and we were touring a lot all over the place. And I just wanted to include them a little more because they felt like such a instrumental part of the album in many ways.
Okay, let's talk about your background.
So I grew up the Alaska Highway near a town called Fort St. John, BC.
All right.
And my family spent every year working in the Northwest Territories. So that's very similar to the Northern Territory, which is really interesting because I've already been up to the Northern Territory in Australia as one of our tour stops.
Yes, that surprised me, actually.
It surprises everybody, it seems, because I've noticed that that there's not many people that actually get to go up there. I felt really lucky. It was a pretty special trip. We went to Nullanbay.
I'm glad you pronounced that because some places I just can't pronounce. Now, when you say the Northern Territory and Nullanbay, how far is that from Darwin? Because we know Darwin.
So Darwin is about 1,000 kilometers away. So
Gosh. So
Nullanbay is kind of right in the middle of Cairns and Darwin.
Right.
It's very remote.
Yeah.
It was really special to go up there. It was a neat experience.
Yeah. Well, that's something that a lot of even locals performers haven't achieved.
Yeah.
So
well, my Aussie band had never been up there before either. We were all really excited to go. It was quite an adventure.
Right. And you were up there in what, early April, was it?
Just a couple of days ago.
Just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
God, where does the time fly?
I know.
So you've relatively new. I think your first CD only came out in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, how did you know that you were going to be a musician?
I didn't really know that I was going to be a musician. It sort of happened all at once really quickly. I'd always been singing, I guess, for fun. And I started playing guitar because I had things that I had written, and just somehow, I don't know how that happens, but, you know, a guitar got put in my hands somehow, and then I started singing these songs. But I realized really quickly that I didn't want to be just another singer-songwriter that didn't know how to play guitar very well. So I started to study the guitar right away.
So the songs actually came before the...
Yes, songwriting is definitely the most important thing to me.
Right.
I think that everything stems from the song, either from the melody, from the lyrics, from the song structure. That informs all of it for me. It informs the musicality of it. The vibe, how the song is going to get put out into the world. It has to be true to the actual writing of the song.
Right. Okay. Any of your family musical, or is you the...
I have my grandparents actually had a country band.
All right.
And they played in Northern Canada, you know, rodeo dances, weddings, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So I have some pretty great memories of hearing my grandma sing Patsy Cline and this type of thing. So there's a little bit of music in my family, but I didn't grow up with a lot of music around me. I actually didn't know that any other kind of music than country music existed until I was like well into my teens.
Right. Okay.
So you can hear the country influence. I'm really proud of the country influence, actually. I love country music. And when I say that, I'm not meaning the stuff that you often hear on commercial radio. That's not music.
More the roots type.
Yeah, the roots, more Americana, Canadiana, if you will.
Hi, I'm Marley Walcha.
I'm Tali Callender.
From Sugar Beach. And you're listening to Women on Waves.
With Anita on Joy 94.9.
And we're still here with Miss Quincy from the Netherlands of Northern BC in Canada, talking about her music and her first Australian tour. Okay, now you've got a bit of a band together for your Australian tour, some local performers.
Yeah, the band in Australia is really fun because I met, they're both Aussies, and I met both Jane and Kat while they were on tour in Canada, they were in different bands and different years and times, and became friends with both of them, and decided they'd be really fun to play together, and wouldn't it just make so much sense in the world to do a tour in Australia and play that way. So it's really worked out well, and it's a really fun lineup. We're having a great time, and musically it's really inspiring, and it's just great to play with different people, new people, old and new people bring out different things in the music.
Right. You're described in your bio as a bit of a wild rocker. And certainly the bits that I've heard of Roadside Recovery, which is the CD that you're presumably selling at your gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It sounds like that's how I would slot you in too. But today you're going to play something acoustic for us in the studio live.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming in with the full band and full electric setup, it's a little hard to recreate what you're going to hear on the album with just an acoustic guitar. So, I mean, I've played every kind of, not every kind, I've started out playing more folk rootsy music.
Right.
And it's just been a culmination of playing a lot of loud bars and many, many years on the road that my music really naturally got louder because people are talking. So I started playing louder songs.
Yeah.
I started playing electric guitar because I couldn't stand the sound of my acoustic guitar being plugged into terrible sound systems. So all these switches and the evolution of my music from a more rootsy place to a more bluesy rock and roll sound, it's a very organic process that's happened just from being on the road, basically. So when somebody asked me to play a song just by myself with an acoustic guitar, it definitely sounds a little more rootsy.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but we'll go over your tour for the time being. Now, you're in Melbourne for a couple of more days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you head off to Mount Beauty for the festival up there. I gather you're a bit of a festival performer.
Yeah, festivals are really fun.
Yeah.
I mean, festivals are great when you're on tour because that's where you meet so many other artists and musicians.
Right.
So it's a really inspiring place to play, and it's a great way to see a new country as well, because it's usually in a beautiful location. There's music happening the whole weekend, so you're meeting local artists as well as international artists. It's just a real meeting place for music and art.
And you have been already to our favourite country venue, the Old Hep Hotel.
That was great.
That was just this past weekend that you were there. Okay, and then you go to New South Wales, spend a bit of time at there's another festival in... I can't read. Just one sec. Kidgeri Ridge.
Oh, yes, Kidgeri Ridge.
But that's after Miss Peaches in Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in Newtown on the 30th of April. Then you've got the Kidgeri Ridge Festival in Melton.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a fun-sounding place, actually, in Maitland, the Junkyard.
Yeah, I've never been to any of these places, so it's pretty exciting for me.
Okay, then you're heading up into Brisbane, and then you come back to Melbourne to, looks like, wind up your tour back in Victoria.
Yeah, we're doing our show in Melbourne on May 8th at a venue called Whole Lotta Love.
Right, sounds like a promising venue.
Yeah.
And I did know where that was. I think it's in Lygon Street.
Yeah, it is.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, that's all to come.
Hi, I'm Bernadette from Blue House.
I'm Jackie from Blue House.
And I'm Julia from Blue House.
Ah, yes, she is. And when we're around close to a radio or even a computer on a Sunday morning, what do we like to listen to, girls?
Women on Waves.
Yeah, it's the best. With Anita. 94.9.
So, you're now going to treat us to a bit of live music from the studio here. So, I'll hand over to you to introduce the song and we'll... put it down.
All right. Well, I decided to play a little country song because it just so happens that I was being a very good friend today, and I picked up my friend Benjamin James Caldwell from the airport, and he happened to have a mandolin in his bag. So I decided that we should probably play something that he could play along with because he was going to be here anyway. Musicians,
sounds
you got to put
good.
Them to work, right?
Yeah, sounds
so,
good.
So for that reason, we're going to play, it's going to sound pretty bluegrassy. It's not really going to sound much like my album at all, but...
we'll give him a taste of that.
That's the fun, right? Too. Isn't diversity what this is all about?
Yeah.
All right, this is a little song called Going Nowhere. Didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to figure it out. But since last night, well, I've been so high. Tell me, what is this all about? Oh, you got me running round in circles, and I ain't going nowhere. Oh, you make me wanna take you home. Just wanna take you where there ain't nobody else, and I can have you for myself. All right now. Thank you.
what I used to be, the life of the party, but that's all changed now. I run and round, honey, out on the town. You what I'm thinking about, boy, you got me running round in circles. River, won't you spend the winter there? 'Cause there ain't nobody else. If I can have you for myself one more time, well, there ain't nobody else. If I can have you for myself, what you
know? Well, it just shows that you can do acoustic recording. So
yeah, that's pretty acoustic right
thanks
now.
So much for that. Now, you very kindly offered us some giveaways here on the show, and indeed we gave one away last week. So there'll be a couple of people here from my audience.
Sounds great.
To
well, I hope that whoever gets the giveaways comes and introduces themselves at the show.
Right. That'll be part of the responsibility for winning the prize.
Exactly, yeah.
Good morning, Sunshine. I'm Jade Lennett, and you're here with Anita on Women on Waves, Joy 94.9.
Go back and hear the rest of the interview with Ms. Quincy. We're also going to play treat our audience to a track from your album. So is there anything on there that you would particularly like me to feature?
Well, I think it would be best if we went for the biggest contrast that we could go for from that last song that we just played live in the studio to the single off of my album is called Bad Love.
Oh yes, right.
So let's cue Bad Love up just to get the ultimate contrast.
Hi, I'm Chaka Khan, and you're listening to Joy, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Now we've still got Miss Quincy, and under Miss Quincy on Facebook.
Miss Quincy Music on Facebook, Miss Quincy Music on Instagram, and just Miss Quincy on Twitter.
And if they wanted to buy your music, they go to your website.
My website or iTunes.
I'm trying to get you to tell us what the website address is. I think
missquincy.ca.
Music.
No, just missquincy.ca.
Okay, yeah. We've got it right. All right, now, just before you go, I'm assuming that you can stay a few minutes longer.
Of course.
Right, okay. So, look, it's been a great pleasure to have you as a sort of a closet virgin here on Women on Waves. And I hope you remember us next time that you come to Australia. But before I let you go, what was the inspiration to bring you to Australia?
Well, like I was saying before, it was my Aussie band, because I met these girls in Canada on tour. And when I was talking about festivals before, oftentimes these meetings happen at festivals because it's just this place so full of music and everybody's so inspired and playing so much with each other that when I met these people and became friends with them, you always want to hang out with your friends. So it helps if your friends are also musicians and you can.
And suggested you come to Australia.
Yeah, we just decided that'd be a great thing to do.
Okay.
And it's great. I'm so happy it worked out. We're already planning the next one.
Okay. Well, you remember Women on Waves closet segment.
I will. Back. Thanks so much for having me.
And to all you Canadian listeners that we might have along for the first time, it's a great program. It happens for Saturday evening, afternoon or evening, your time. So tune in. You'll hear some great music, including, of course, the fabulous Miss Quincy.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. And that was Canada's very own, I guess Northwest Canada's very own Miss Quincy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.